This morning we're talking about treasured things, as well as items. You can have a treasured memory. A memory that might have been told to you, that was told to that person, that was told to that person. So you can go back quite a lot of generations. I was thinking this morning, what's a treasured memory of me that's gone back many generations? My treasured memory from my grandfather, who passed away at 96, he used to work as a child, and his parents before that, and before that, at a garden centre. It wasn't called a garden centre then. It was probably just a shop with flowers that had some growing area. And that was actually based in Wood Green, and he would talk about the very heavy wooden wheelbarrows that he would push around as a young child. If we can all just spend a couple of seconds thinking about maybe a treasured memory that you've been told, maybe the children have been told by their grandparents, or the adults by their parents, or even their grandparents. And then I'm going to ask a few people if they'd like to talk about it. So I shall be silent for a bit. So can anyone think of a memory that they've been told, that they really remember and treasure it? Please let me show no hands. Anyone has a memory from childhood? Come on, Tom can't just stand up and not walk around. You were told about people's schooling, what it was like at school. Okay, even my husband can't think of anything at the moment. Dear. Rosemary?
Now, I'm sure you must have occasions where you have family get-together and Grandma says, now, you know, when I was little, I didn't have it as easy as you have it nowadays. I had to walk all the way to school. It's 5 miles, whether it was snowing or raining. There must be stories like that. Yes. Aha. Right. Tracy.
How about guide camp?
Yes.
When parents drop their kids off at guide camp, they go, oh, I remember when I was guide. And they always go back about what tents they used to sleep in, how they used to cook, and how much things have changed. So, yeah, I think guide camp sort of brings it back for lots of different people.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi. I remember my mum constantly talking about when she was evacuated during the war. And it, obviously the feeling of separation from her parents. But she was fortunate enough to have an identical twin sister, and they got put in the same family together. I think it was up near Leicester somewhere they got evacuated to. But they were obviously sad memories because she was separated from her parents, but she was just obviously thankful that she got to stay with her twin sister.
Yeah. Thank you. Right.
I've got very happy memories of when we were children, having holidays in Norfolk with my grandmother and my great uncle in a very isolated farm cottage, and helping on the farm, sometimes helping more, sometimes hindering somewhat, but we were allowed to ride on the horses, we were allowed to climb the haystacks, and we were allowed to help stook up the corn under the moonlight when it was harvest time.
What? Anybody else? Well, if you can't think of something now, have a think about it later, because I'm sure you've got lots of wonderful stories which have been passed on. We're now going to have two more readings from the Bible, which Andrew is going to read for us. And listen out carefully and see if you can spot the treasures in these.
Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 20. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told him what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. The second reading is John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Saviour.
So our first story, that was going back to Christmas time, wasn't it? And it was the part of the Christmas story where the shepherds come and find the baby Jesus in the manger. So, what do you think our treasure was there? The baby Jesus? That's right, yes. And some versions of the Bible, instead of saying that Mary remembered all these things, it says that she treasures them in her heart. And I'm sure in your families, there's lots of stories about when you were born. Oh, yes, there we are, middle of the night, 2 o'clock, and we had to be at the hospital because you decided to come. And then, so we rushed out and got to the hospital, and then 10 hours later, you were born. And you were the most beautiful baby in the whole world. Well, that's always true, isn't it? And then the second one, who's the treasure there? Anybody got any ideas? It says, for God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. Ideas? Yes. Yes, it's just Jesus. God treasured Jesus, we know that. But he treasures us. He treasures the world, the people of the world, so much that he was willing to give his Son to die on the cross, to suffer for us, so that we could be forgiven for all the wrong things that we do. So we are very, very precious to God. We are his treasures. We're going to do a little bit of acting out now. So I need some volunteers. You don't have to say anything. Okay, I've got some people. Right, come to the front. That's it. We have some grown-ups as well. Right, okay. Sit. Right. I could probably use this one. Hopefully, yes, that's on. Okay. So, a long, 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 long time ago, this is a pretend story, not a true story. The world was very still and quiet. And the ground seemed to be covered with lots of rocks. Right, can you be a rock? How do you act as a rock? Rocks are usually quiet. Well, you could be a big rock, I suppose. Be a little rock and crouch down. That's it. You're going to be a little rock. There we go. Come on. We'll be a rock. That's it. Right. In fact, we may need some more rocks. I think Frankie will have to come and help, and some of the guides. Because we need a lot more rocks than this. Right. However, if you look closely, you could see they're not, in fact, rocks at all, but they were tiny people. Yes, we can see that. They are people. That's good. And one day, a wind blew over the land, and it warmed the people and filled them with life and love. So up they leapt. Right. They began to move about and to look at each other. And they touched each other. And they began to speak to each other. And to take care of each other. What about poor Frankie on the end then? Nobody's taking care of him. He's very friendly, really. Oh, dear. Right.
And then, as they explored the world, they found some coloured balloons. Right. Let's have a look. Let's find a balloon for people. Oh, that's good. Two of each colour. Right. And a red one for you. Okay. Two red ones, right. And the yellow one. Right. Any red ones? Any red ones? So they found some balloons, all different colours. That was nice and colourful, wasn't it? Right, great. And some of them had mauve balloons. Mauve balloons, hold your hands up. That's it, purple colour. That's it, right. Some of them had red balloons. Some of them had orange balloons. And some had yellow balloons. And they loved the balloons. They were bright and colourful and they could play with them. And they could have a really good time. But then another wind blew, and this time it made the people shiver with cold. Right. And they started looking at each other, and they realised they were different. They had different coloured balloons. And then they thought, well, I'm not sure if I like a red balloon person. And the red balloon person thought, I'm not sure if I like a yellow balloon person. And the mauve and the orange felt the same. And you know, instead of being all together and looking at each other, the yellows went over there. The reds went over there. The mauves went over there. And the oranges stayed here. Oh. So, they turned their backs on each other and they thought, we don't need them. We can take care of ourselves. But the trouble was, the reds had water but no food. The mauves had food but no water. And the oranges had twigs to make fire but no shelter. And the yellows had shelter, but nothing to keep them warm. Fortunately, though, suddenly a stranger appeared and stood in the middle of the land. We've got a stranger. We'll have to... Pamela, be a stranger. There we are. And he looked at all the people. She looked at all the people. And she thought, this is very strange. And she said to them, come out here, everybody. Come to me. What are you afraid of? Let's talk to each other. And the stranger said, why don't you share what you had? Then you can all have enough to eat and drink, keep warm, and have shelter. And the people, well, they're a bit suspicious, first of all. Not sure if that's a good idea. But then gradually, they all came together and they started sharing what they had. And the mauves, they said, well, we have plenty of food to give, but we need some water. Right. And the reds said, well, we have plenty of water, but we need food. And the oranges said, we have plenty of wood for the fire, but we need a shelter. And the yellow said, we have plenty of shelter, but we need warmth. So they started talking to each other again. And gradually the feeling of love returned. They remembered that they had been best friends at one time. So They knocked down all the walls between them and they joined into one big circle. And they realized the colors had divided them. And they thought for a moment, well, that's no good. Let's get rid of the balloons. Hold on. Right. But then they knew they would miss the lovely colors. They didn't want everything to be the same. It was good to have different things. So they kept the colours, they kept the balloons, and instead they mixed them all together to make a rainbow. So what colour have we got? We've got red, orange, yellow, mauve, white. All the colours mixed together to make a lovely rainbow. And they called themselves the Rainbow People. And the rainbow became a symbol of peace for them. Okay. Thank you very much. You can take your balloons with you. We have many different sorts of people in this world, don't we? Some are tall, some are short. Some are white, some are black, some are yellow, some are red, some are brown. But it doesn't really matter, does it? Because underneath, we're all the same. This last week, Christian Aid has been collecting money for people in different parts of the world. And it hasn't mattered to the people collecting the money that somebody lives in a different part of the world and perhaps has got a different skin colour. Because they think we're all part of one big family. A group of this from this church have been out collecting, and yesterday we had a sausage and bangers mash. I'm sorry, a sausage and bangers lunch, which raised about £100. And we know that Christian Aid works with all faces, not just Christian people, but the people all face or no faith. And Christian Aid has 40 projects, and they work with other organisations in different countries, 700 other organisations, all over the world. Its aim is not to give out handouts to people, but to provide them with tools to help themselves. So, that could be a cow, that could be a goat. It may be some sort of equipment so that they can set up a small business to earn money. So we think not of our differences, but the fact that we're of one family which should be helping each other. But sometimes we remember our differences and not all the things we have in common. If you would like to make a donation to Christian Aid, we have got some collecting buckets at the end, at back. And if you want to gift aid, you can fill in the form on the back of an envelope. So we're now going to have another reading from the Bible, which Mercedes is going to do for us. Right, Mercedes, and this is from the book of Matthew. That's it. Chapter 28. Right. Okay, you can come out here to read it, Mercedes, for us. This is the first time Mercedes, I think, has been out the front to read, so we've been very brave. Right.
Okay. Let's have this
one. Go, then. To all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name and teach them to obey everything.
Baptize them in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you always to the end of the age.
Well done.
Thank you very much, Mercedes. Right, so that was Jesus giving instructions to his disciples to go out to all peoples everywhere, not just the people who lived down the road or the people they knew, but to everyone, and to tell them about him. We're now going to see how good you are at passing on messages. And Sylvia has got three messages for people. I'm going to give you three different groups, and we'll see if each group can get their message correct. So it's like, well, it is Chinese whispers. Right, so if we have, let's see. Yes, right.
Okay, that we start plenty of news around.
Number one, what message did you get at the end, Sarah? Very good, you've done it very well, you've got the right message. Group number two, what message did you get at the end, Stephen? Oh, very good, you've done it well too, you've got the right message. And group number three, what message reached you, Robert? Yes, God's Spirit helps you. I think they're very good at passing messages.
10 out of 10. Yep. Very good. So we know who to give messages to. So earlier on, we were talking about family stories which have been passed on to us. And these are three things that have been passed on to us about God. God loves us. God is King. And God's Holy Spirit will help us. And that's how the word of God spreads, by us telling other people. Sometimes people travel far across the world, like Sylvia, went all the way to the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific to tell people about Jesus. But it's also just as important for us to tell the people next to us, those who we meet at school, those we meet at work, our neighbours, all about Jesus and God.